Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Good evening, 师傅。
How are you today?
Good.
Okay, so okay, so let's get started. We stopped here last week, the story of the two brothers, Da Jun and Xiao Jun, yeah. A big army and small army. So let's continue. Can you remember the story? Can? Yeah. The elder brother went off to do business. And then for a long time. So the father-in-law decided to marry the daughter to the younger brother. The younger brother refused a few times. But then father-in-law threatened to marry the daughter off to somebody else if he refused. So unwillingly, he agreed to it. Then sometime later, the elder brother came back. Sometimes the timing is like that. So what happened? So So when the brother came back and learned about this matter, he was very upset. Yeah, very upset. So the younger brother ran off. But the wife is already pregnant, so the family actually got her to go for abortion. So the brother, on hearing about it, is very upset, very angry. 恨到什么程度呢? So he's filled with rage, filled with hatred. To what degree? 就是出五百两金, 牧人杀他弟弟. Yeah, so he's so upset, he's so filled with rage and anger and hatred that he spent 500 taels of gold, yeah, to hire a hitman, to hire someone to kill his brother. So 500两金是很大的这个财富. I need to write something. So this is a measurement of weight, yeah. 500 taels. So 500两金是很大的财富. Yeah, so this is quite a big amount of money, huh? Quite a big sum of wealth. So 当然就有人同意. So of course there's someone who agreed to it. 好,我能做这件事。 Yes, I can do this. 现在500两金就得拿出来. So now you must present this 500 taels of gold. So this person who is the assassin, basically, or maybe it's not, may not be assassin, but basically someone who is ready to do it, someone who is ready to kill for money. So over here, it's not clear whether it's a professional hitman or not. I guess in this case, the story is not pertinent on it. So 大军就先给他五百两金. So the elder brother presented and gave him the 500 taels of gold. So 大军, 小军是住在社卫国, 跑到摩, 摩嘎达, 摩嘎陀, 哦, 摩切陀, you can pronounce as 摩切陀 or 摩嘎陀, it's basically Magadha, or Magadha. So, Wang Sechen, Rajaga here in Magadha. Oh. So these are two different states in the Buddha's time. This story is in the Buddha's time. Oh, so in the Buddha's time, India was not one country, but was one region with 16 different states. Yeah. So 社卫国, also known as 社卫城. Yeah. So 社卫国 is Savatthi. And this is Magadha. Wang Sechen, Raja Gaha. So I realized that there are sometimes words in bracket. The words in bracket should be added in by the editorial team. Yeah. Because if it's spoken by my teacher, it is part of the transcribed text. So, 有说从王舍城至社卫国. So, my teacher says that this younger brother go from Savatthi to Rajagahya. But the editorial team says there are some texts that maybe say that it's from Rajagahya to Savatthi. No. So went over there to do what? Go there to ordain. Become a monk. Yeah. Frightened, run off, become a monk. Yeah. So some people may think, huh? You mean you can become a monk for such a reason? Yeah. Marry your brother's wife, then frightened, run off, then become a monk. So, but important thing, as my teacher always say, is what you do after that. 用功修行就得阿罗汉道了. Yeah, so he became a monk, he practiced diligently, and soon after, yeah, he attained arhanthood. Let me just adjust this a little bit. Okay. So, 从这故事上看, 出家应该不是很久. Yeah, so from the story, my teacher says, he must have ordained for a short time. Yeah, couldn't have been for a long time. So, okay. So, 就得阿罗汉道了, and he attained arahanthood. 你看这件事情真是太吉祥了. So you see, this matter is very auspicious. 我们认为得圣道太难, we think that attaining enlightenment is too difficult. 但是在阿含经, 在大品般若经上看, 好像很容易. Yeah, we think that attaining enlightenment is very difficult. But from the agamas, from the greater text of the Prajna Sutra, you can see that it is actually not so difficult. Yeah, it's quite easy. It seems quite easy. 这时候，他哥哥调查清楚，知道小军的住处，于是乎。 和应物的人, yeah. So at this point, his brother did some investigation and found out that where the younger brother is, and then arranged with the the hitman, yeah, to go to kill the younger brother. So 就要去杀他弟弟, to go and kill the younger brother. 到了那个地方, 看见小军在那静坐, 应物的人心里想, so when they reached that place, and they saw the younger brother sitting there meditating. So what happened? Because he ordained, he became a monk, and he attained Arahanthood. So he was sitting there meditating. So 应物的人心里想, so the hitman have this thought. 这个人看起来很好嘛. Yeah. The hitman see the younger brother and think, this person is quite good one. Huh? 怎么可以用剑杀他? How can I use an arrow to kill him? Yeah. 不合道理, 不应该杀, yeah, this doesn't make sense. I shouldn't kill him. But then after that he thought, 再想, 若不杀他, 500两金就得还回去。 Yeah. 这不可以, 还是杀。 Yeah, so after that, he thought about it. But if I don't kill him, then I have to return the 500 taels of gold. This is, no, I can't do this. I can't return the money. Yeah, I must kill. So, 于是对准小军比丘放箭. Yeah, so, consequently, after some deliberation, he aimed the arrow at the younger brother, who is now a monk, yeah, and released the arrow. So, 因为他坐在那里不动,是很明显的目标. So, because he's doing that, sitting there doing meditation, so it should be a very obvious, very very prominent target. Yeah, it's not that he's moving around. Yeah, he's just sitting there. Yeah, so by right should be able to shoot him. So, 但是 射出的箭折回来把他哥哥射死了. So in the end, what happened? He shot the arrow, but the arrow, boom! the arrow turned around and then shot his brother and killed his brother. So 就有这种事情, so there is such a thing. 应物人于是不再射箭,拿着500两金就走了. So the hitman, don't shoot anymore. Yeah, imagine if you shoot an arrow and the arrow turn around and shoot somebody else. That's quite, I don't know how to think about it. Yeah, but although he's hired to kill the younger brother, in the end, the arrow turned around and killed the elder brother. So he took the 500 taels of gold and then just ran off. 500 taels of gold. If I don't know how heavy that is, but it must be a lot of gold. So in other words, in the end, the elder brother died and the money is spent. So what happened to the elder brother? 大军临死前心里更加愤怒. So the elder brother, at the brink of his death, he was even more full of rage. Yeah. So, 因为嗔心很大, 中毒时候就做了毒蛇. And so because he was so full of hatred, yeah, when he died, so 中毒时候, and after dying from the poison, I presume it's a poison arrow, 就做了毒蛇, so he became a poisonous snake. 小军比丘这时在王舍城韩陵附近的山洞里住. So the younger brother, at that point in time, was staying in a cave near to this forest, the coal forest in the Savatthi. So after some time, he went off to another place in Savatthi, then stay in the cave. So what happened? The snake, after the other brother reborn as a snake, then come and look for him. I don't know how the snake managed to find the younger brother, Nowadays, even with GPS, sometimes people cannot find each other. But the snake managed to find the younger brother. So, 蛇就隐藏在这个门轴下. Yeah. So, the snake hide at the door. Yeah. The 门轴, the hinge. Yeah. Below that. So, 门有时开有时关. Yeah, so the door sometimes open, sometimes close. Yeah, so this is a very special cave. The cave has a door. Yeah. So don't think cave is just a cave. Yeah. They have a cave and then have a door there. 一出一入就把蛇急死了. So the snake tried to go and hide there and then probably go and attack the younger brother. But in the end, open, close, open, yeah, the snake died. So, 死了以后又变成更小的毒蛇. So, after dying, got reborn as a snake again. But this time around, even smaller, the small poisonous snake. 就附在洞上面. And then he was on top of the cave. Yeah. 当小军比丘在洞里静坐时, 蛇, 从上面落到他的头上. Yeah, so he waited, the small snake waited until the younger brother is meditating in the cave. Then the snake dropped onto the head. 这回小军比丘就中毒了. Yeah, so this time around, he managed to bite the younger brother. And he was poisoned. 小军比丘知道自己非死不可, 就招呼住在 离这洞不远的舍利弗尊者. So the younger brother, knowing that he's going to die in due time, so he called for another monk, yeah, who is staying nearby, yeah, and who is that? Venerable Sariputra, yeah. So how he called him? It seems like he used some psychic power, yeah, because back then no handphone. He cannot text. He cannot call him or text him. Monday, I am going to die soon. Can you come over? I cannot. But luckily, he is Arahant and he has psychic power. So he just used his mind, send a message over. So what message? 请你赶快来把我这个身体移出去，不要污染这个洞. So he sent a message over to him. Please come over quickly. Yeah, and remove this body, yeah, so that this cave is not defiled, yeah, not tainted. Mm. So later you will know why, yeah, get poisoned, yeah. So 这个洞不污染，别的同凡恨者还可以在这里修行. So he says that part of the message is that this cave is not tainted. Yeah. So other fellow cultivators, yeah, 同凡恨者. So this is a standard term, 同凡恨者. So 凡恨 is referring to the practice of purity, yeah. In particular, the practice of celibacy. So 同凡恨者, generally refer to those who practice the same precepts. 还可以在这里修行, that those fellow practitioners can still practice in this place. Yeah, this place is not tainted yet. 舍利弗尊者一进到洞里，看到小军比丘的面色完全正常. So when Venerable Sariputra arrived and entered into the cave, he saw that this younger brother, this 小军, the little army monk, Venerable little army. That his appearance looks very normal. Yeah. 看不出来是中毒的现象. You cannot tell that he is poisoned. 舍利弗尊者就问, so Venerable Sariputra asked, 我看你不像中毒,还是原来样吗? It's an interesting conversation. The person tell you that he is poisoned, and then you come in, and then you ask, hey, you don't. 我看你不像中毒, 还是原来样吗? You don't look like you're poisoned. You look like before. Xiao Jun Bi Chu Shuo. So the venerable little armies replied, Se shi wo wo shuo bu. So xiang xing shi shi wo wo shuo bu. So his reply is very dharma. Yeah. Is form self or belonging to the self? Is feelings, perception, mental formations and consciousness the self or belonging to the self? Yeah. So this is basically stating that the five aggregates, is it self or belonging to the self? Of course, both of them are arahana. So yi alohan siu wu o guan dao zhege cheng du, sui ran zhong du le, si da po huai, si tong ku de jing jie, dan shi ta neng wu zao. So, arahans, when they cultivate the no self, yeah, they do the cultivation of no self to this level. So, 虽然中毒了, so although he get poisoned, yeah, 四大被破坏, and the physical body is being harmed, being damaged, 是很痛苦的境界, it's a very woeful state, a very painful state. So, 但是他能无着, but he is able to be unattached, unmoved, yeah. 心不动, yeah, is unmoved. 乐也不着, 哭也不着, 不着一切法, yeah. So, not to be attached to pleasure, not to be attached to pain, yeah. 不着一切法, not to be attached to anything, yeah, all phenomena. So, how about us? For us, not to mention poison us, yeah. Someone just comment on our looks. Oh, you watch out, huh? You're so smart, Or sometimes, you know, over the years, I learned something. Never comment on people's weight. Yeah. If you see someone, they look plumber, you comment, wow, you put on weight, maybe the person get upset. Maybe the person is happy, maybe the person get upset. You comment and say, wow, you lost weight, maybe the person also feel upset, you know. Mm. But generally speaking, girls, ladies, if you comment, wow, you lost weight, usually they are quite happy. Yeah, men, if you comment, you lost weight, depends on the age also. Yeah, actually, it depends. Depends on individuals, depends on weight, on age. Yeah, so very complicated. But what does this tell us? We are very attached to our form, you know? Yeah. But some of us are not attached to form. Yeah, form, feelings, perception, mental formation, and consciousness. Some of us are attached to our ideas. Yeah, the things we do, the things we create, the things we produce. Yeah, from our ideas. So if someone criticizes our ideas, wow, we cannot take it. We cannot take it. So we argue with the person. We insist, no, do it my way. Cannot do it. I refuse. Everybody disagree with you. You say, all of you are wrong. I do it my way. So, compared to Arahan, sing bu dong. Yeah, for the Arahan, the mind is unmoving. So, what is the mind doing? Is it that the mind is just blank? No. Xin zu zai di di. The mind is abiding in the ultimate reality, or deity, the ultimate truth. So, and that's why for the Arahant, it is still the mind is still calm, and he face it just like it's normal. Yeah. So 舍利弗尊者把他抱到外面去. So Venerable Sariputra carry him out. Yeah. And the moment Venerable Sariputra release his hands, yeah, 一松手, 身体就化成这个, just now I check this word, what is this word? Oh, 这个康, so 化成康似的, 完全碎了, so it becomes like husk, yeah, that means become like powder. I don't know what kind of poison that is, but I think none of us want to try that. You want to try this poison? Say no. No, me too. So, 我在想这件事,小君比丘是阿罗汉,也有神通的. Yeah. So, my teacher says he reflects on this matter. The younger brother, the venerable little Ami, is an Arahant and has the psychic power, the spiritual power. 他哥哥回来以后, 因愤怒而计划杀他. So when his brother, when his elder brother is back, and after that he's out of rage, out of very strong anger and hatred, plots to kill him. So 小君比丘在禅定里完全明白. So according to my teacher, this younger brother should know all this. Yeah, in when he entered the jhana and he meditate, he should know all this. He should know that his brother is coming to kill him. Yeah. So 第一次小君比丘在那儿这个静坐. The first time the younger brother was sitting there meditating. 应物的人来射箭. So the hitman shot an arrow. 这件事他应该也知道. So this matter, the younger brother, in my teacher's opinion, he should know that as well. 但是用箭这个射的时候, 他的心没有贪嗔痴的反应. So but when the arrow was shot at him, he has no reaction as far as greed, hatred, and delusion is concerned. No reaction of greed, hatred, and delusion. For example, if you are in a bus and someone shot an arrow at you, yeah, but do you have reaction of greed, hatred, and delusion? Actually, you also don't know. You don't have, because you don't know. Huh? Yeah. Correct or not? If someone shot an arrow at you, at that moment when the arrow was shot, not the point when the arrow hit you, at that moment, you also don't have greed, hatred, and delusion, isn't it? Yeah? Should be, as far as the arrow is concerned. Because you don't know, ma. Yeah? But in this case, the younger brother, he has full awareness. So imagine if you put yourself in that shoe, in his shoe. Yeah, let's say not in the temple, maybe you go to MacRitchie Reservoir and meditate. Then in your mind, wow, you saw this vision, someone about to throw a stone at you. Would you have fear? Would you have anger? Would you have any kind of fluctuation of your mind? Probably so. Immediately you, immediately you try to block it. But the other hand, no reaction of greed, hatred, and delusion, no defilements. 是无贪无嗔无痴的清净心在那极静住. So instead, he is abiding, his mind is filled with purity, without greed, without hatred, without delusion, abiding there in quietude. Yeah. 而且有无漏的界定会解脱之间的功德. So besides that, he also encompass, embody the five factors, the virtues or the good qualities of the five factors of enlightenment. Yeah, that is without outflow, and they are sila, samadhi, panya, yeah, and then liberation and knowledge of liberation. So, with all that, 怎么可以杀他呢? With all that in place, how is it possible to kill him? Yeah, it's not possible to kill him. 有无漏圣道的力量，不可以杀他. So, with the power of the enlightenment path that is without outflow. This phrase I have explained before. Without outflow. Give me a second. Let me adjust my stylus. Because now I have two screens and the stylus is going crazy. The stylus is stretched. So I need to do a bit of mapping. Should be it. Try again. Okay, I think this should be it. This is much better. So this is what we have gone through before. So without outflow. Yeah, so it's not possible to kill him. So, 这箭不能射他, so this arrow cannot hit him. 所以则回来把他哥哥射死了. So, and that's why the arrow in the end, Newton, bounced back and shot dead his brother. So, 后来他哥哥转作毒蛇. So, later on, his brother, but reborn as a poisonous snake, 又死了, and died again, 再变成更小的毒蛇来伤害他, and then became an even smaller snake to harm him. So, 小君比丘应该完全明白的. So, the venerable, the younger brother venerable, should be clearly aware of all this. Yeah. 但是小君比丘, 他心里如何想呢? But for this younger brother venerable, what is in his mind? How does he think about this? So, 我认为他完全接受了. My teacher says that he thinks that the younger brother has completely accepted everything. Yeah. 好，我就接受你的伤害，来安慰安慰你. So my teacher, this part let me highlight, okay? This part is my teacher's interpretation, okay? Yeah, he feels that this is probably what went through the younger brother's mind. Very well. Yeah, 好. 我接受你的伤害, I accept your harm. 来安慰安慰你, to console you, to make you feel better. 所以这个小毒蛇能伤害他, and that's why this small little snake can harm him. Yeah. So this small poisonous snake can harm him. 他若不接受, 还是能伤害他的. If he don't accept it, the snake cannot harm him as well. So, if you know someone is out to harm you, would you let the person harm you? Not to mention poison you to death. Yeah. If someone, let's say, scold you, or someone criticize you can be considered a bit of harm, right? Yeah. Yeah. Do we accept it? Maybe yes, maybe no. Yeah. Our immediate response is usually no, I don't accept. Why should I get scolded by you? Maybe we should have a retreat. Yeah, the retreat is a special retreat. The retreat is getting scolded retreat. Whole retreat getting scolded. Yeah. From the start, get scolded, 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 scolded. So it's like a vaccine that you get inoculated. So you get used to getting scolded. So when you go to work, you are at home, and if they scold you, Amitofu, thank you so much. But may backfire, become super thick skin. People scold you, they don't care also. must receive it with the right attitude also. But in this case, according to my teacher, then it is out of compassion. Yeah. It is out of compassion that he accept the harm. How many people is willing to do that? Let another person harm you out of compassion so that the person feel better. Otherwise, the person feel like, never get to punish you. I want to punish you. Let me punish you. Sometimes I counsel couples and I ask them, and they are in the process of divorce. And usually one party want to divorce, the other party don't want to divorce. And the party who want to divorce usually is very upset. Yeah. I'm not saying that people don't have good reasons to be upset, okay? Yeah. It doesn't matter what the other person has done. Must have done something, so the other part, the spouse is very upset. So sometimes I ask the spouse, so what must happen before you are satisfied? Yeah. Right, at the end of the day, if divorce is not the only thing they want, they want to check the whole thing. They want the person not to be happy. Yeah, this is what I hear from couples. I don't want him to be happy, or I don't want her to be happy. Not always guy or girl. I want to see that person suffer. Yeah. I want the person to be bankrupt. Oh yeah. Wow, I tell you. Very sad. Very sad. So another story. 还有一个小故事. Another story. So 有一位国王, 他有个大夫人, 后来又娶第二夫人。 第二夫人嫉妒这位大夫人, so that's another story. There's this king. So this king has a wife, yeah, has an empress who is the wife, right? But later on, he married another lady, so the concubine. So this second wife is jealous of the first wife. Yeah, this one is exciting. I see some of you all looking quite interested now. 大夫人信佛,常常到佛边听法. So the first wife has faith in the Buddha. Yeah, so she's a Buddhist. So 常常到佛边听法. So frequently go to the Buddha and listen to the Dhamma. So 已经得须陀洹果. And has attained Sotapanna. Don't play. Attained Sotapanna. 有时候也受八关斋戒. Yeah, sometimes also observe the 8 precepts. 也常常静坐, and frequently meditate. 二夫人常对国王说大夫人的坏话. The second wife often will tell the king something bad about the first wife. Yeah, basically go and tell tales, say bad things about the first wife. So 初开始说, 国王还不信, 还不相信. So initially the king still don't believe. 因为他和夫人做夫妻很久了, because he has been together with the first wife for a long time. Yeah? 知道他的性格, he knows her character. 但二夫人常常说, 王听多了, 也就有点相信了。 But the second wife regularly tell tales, 常常说, yeah. So, 王听多了, 也就有点相信了。So, after hearing a lot, so the king start to believe in the words, yeah. Believe a little in the words. So, 这一天大家在开一个 娱乐的集会, so one day, everybody, of course here, 大家, everybody is referring to the palace. So they were having this entertainment gathering. Yeah. So 小夫人趁这时候, 请王叫她出来. So the second wife took this opportunity and requested the king to summon the first wife. Ask the first wife to come and join in the celebration. So, 大夫人这时正受持八关斋戒. So, on that day, the first wife happened to be observing the eight precepts. So, as a result, 所以不来. So, as a result, didn't come. 王愤怒了. And so the king was furious. 就把他拖出来用箭射. How come all the stories are not happy, then take arrow and shoot it? Yeah. So that's why in Buddhism we say if you practice dana, yeah, do a lot of merits, you must be careful. You must follow up with the observance of precepts. Otherwise, when you do dana, 布施, then have a lot of merits, but no wisdom, then what happened? When you don't get things your way, you use your merits to harm people. Yeah, so the king was furious and then dragged her out and used the arrow to shoot at her. Yeah. 这个箭一射出去, 或者折回来, 折回来了, 或者落到地, yeah, 怎么射也射不到他. So when the arrow was shot, either the arrow bounced back, or the arrow drop onto the floor. Yeah? No matter how it's shot, just doesn't hit her. So, 因此王受到感动. And so the king was touched. Yeah? And he said, 我向来知道他的品德非常好, 不像你说的那么坏. So the king says, I know her character. I know that her character is very good. Yeah, all this while I know that her character is very good. Yeah, unlike what you say about her. So, 现在用箭射不到, 就表示这个意思. So now when we use the arrow to shoot at her, and we're not able to shoot at her. Yeah, so this shows clearly that she's a good person. Yeah, 所以就把二夫人休了, and so he announced the marriage of the second wife. In other words, divorced the second wife. Actually, at this point, this part is a bit interesting. This part, in a way, is a bit interesting. You know why? The king says that he knows the wife character very well, knows her for a long time. But just because the wife don't come out, he dragged her out and shoot arrow at her. In case if you all become kings or the head of state, please don't do this. Any of you have arrow and bow at home? Do you all have? Edward says this story is very similar to Samyutta Nikaya 35-69. Yeah, some of the stories are actually from the Agamas. Oh. So let's continue with this. So now we come back to the first story. about the state of the Arahant, the younger brother. 大阿罗汉是有圣德的. Yeah, the great Arahant, they have the good qualities of enlightenment. Yeah, the enlightened qualities. 不是容易伤害他的. Yeah, it's not easy to harm them. So, 虽然他原来也是个生死凡夫, so although he is originally also a common folk that is subject to birth and death, in other words, an unenlightened being, 但是生死凡夫并不是真实的,真实是凡夫. This statement is very, very important. So, 但是生死凡夫并不是真实是凡夫. So, although a person is unenlightened, but is not truly unenlightened. Can you understand this? In other words, it's not inherently unenlightened. This is a hopeful message for all people. Yeah. That although we are not enlightened, this is not an inherent state. Yeah. This, the fact that we are not enlightened is not how we are meant to be. Yeah. It's not that we are unenlightened, like die unenlightened. Yeah. So, 凡夫不是真实的凡夫. So, common folk is not truly, not a real common folk. Yeah. 若真实是凡夫, if the person is truly unenlightened, truly a common folk, that means inherently unenlightened, 就不能得圣道, then he cannot attain enlightenment. Yeah. 所以他若来到佛法里, 就可以转变. And so if he enter into the Buddha Dhamma, then he can change, he can transform. 使令他由贪嗔痴变成无贪嗔痴, causing him to transform, to change from having great hatred delusion to no great hatred delusion. 本来没有智慧变成个有智慧的人. From having no wisdom to having wisdom. Yeah. So this is a message of hope for all of us. So next section. 须菩提, 于云何, 可以32相观如来不? 须菩提言, 如是如是, 以32相观如来。 佛言, 须菩提, 若以32相观如来者, 转轮圣王则是如来。 须菩提, 白佛言, 世尊, 如我解佛所说意, 不应以32相观如来。 尔时, 世尊, 而说偈言, 若以色见我, 以应身取我, 世人行邪道, 不能见如来。 So this is a whole section from the main sutra itself. 前面一段是说化身佛教化凡夫众生. Yeah, so the earlier section is talking about the manifestation Buddha teaching and transforming sentient beings. Yeah. 有人天善根的凡夫众. Yeah, that there are those human, those enlightened beings who has the wholesome roots of human and heavenly rebirth. So 佛就用人天善法教化. So those with wholesome roots, that means inclination towards the human and heavenly rebirth. Yeah, the wholesome, we have inclination towards such wholesome roots. Yeah, to cultivate for rebirth as a human, for rebirth as a heavenly being. Then the Buddha will, 佛就用人天善法教化. Then the Buddha would use the wholesome Dharma that can help him to him or her to attain human or heavenly rebirth. Yeah, use that to teach him. So 有的众生, 佛用小乘佛法教化. Yet for other sentient beings, the Buddha used the Hinayana or the Sravaka Buddha Dharma to teach them. So 有的众生, 佛以大乘佛法教化. So then yet there are some other students, the Buddha would use the Mahayana teachings to teach them. So 这是用五乘佛法教化凡夫众生. So this is using the five vehicles. The five vehicles to teach, to liberate, to transform sentient beings. So the five vehicles, you can find this inside the teachings. You can also find it in the commentary. So the first two are the human vehicle and the heavenly rebirth vehicle. Yeah. So then the third one is Sravaka. Then after that is Pachika. Then the number five is Bodhisattva path, the Mahayana. So using the five vehicles or Bodhisattva vehicle. So when we say vehicle, it means using these practices, it can ferry you to a certain rebirth, yeah, or a certain fruit. So if you practice the practices, certain practices, if you do it and complete it, you can assure yourself of human rebirth. Then there are certain practices that can assure you of the heavenly rebirth. Then there are yet other practices that can assure you of the Pachika, the Sravaka fruit. Yeah, Sravaka fruit, in other words, the first fruit, second fruit, third fruit, up to the final fourth fruit, Arahanthood. Then there's also the Pachika Buddhahood. And then there's also the Bodhisattva path. No? So, 这一段是 是现化身相, yeah. So this section is referring to the manifestation features. So 只能化的佛现出化身的体相是相好光明. So it's referring to the Buddha who is able to manifest, yeah, and he manifests the body which is complete with the 32 features, 32 marks of a great person, a great man. So 是相好光明, and it is glorious and brilliant. So 须菩提于云何可以三十二相观如来不? Yeah, so this is the question that the Buddha asks Venerable Shubhuti. Yeah, 须菩提, Shubhuti, 于云何, what do you think? 可以三十二相观如来不? Can a person contemplate or it, in some texts they translate as 见, so can you distinguish the Buddha using the 32 marks? That means the 32 features. Yeah. So 须菩提言, 如是如是, 以三十二相观如来. So the Venerable Shubhuti replied, yes, yes, you can use these 32 features. So my teacher's explanation. 佛问须菩提, 看见这个人有三十二相, 就可以说这是佛吗? So the question is, in other words, determine whether a person is a Buddha simply on the physical appearance? Yeah. That if a person has the 32 marks of a great person, then that person is automatically determined to be a Buddha. Is that the case? So Sri Puti 回答说, Venerable Sri Puti replied and said, 这个, 是的, 是的, 以三十二相, 这个, 观如来, oops, sorry, pardon. Hang on, jump a bit. So, 前文已经说过了，可以三十二相见如来不? So the earlier section is 见, here is 观, the earlier one is see, this one is 观, to contemplate, to discern. So the earlier section has already covered this. Is it possible to see the Buddha in terms of the 32 features? 不也世尊不可以三十二相得见如来 that you cannot see the Buddha in terms of the 32 marks of a great person. So 这里须菩提为什么又说可以了呢? So how is it that the earlier section Venerable Sri Puti already said no but now he said yes. So 因为前面是说以三十二相见如来的法身 So the earlier section is saying that asking the question, is it possible to see the Buddha's Dhamma body using the 32 marks? So, 法身是无相的, so the Dhamma body is without features. 所以不能说三十二相即是法身, so you cannot say that the 32 marks is the Dhamma body. So, 无相的如来, so in terms of the Dhamma body, then it's featureless. 现在指佛现32相的化身来度众生. So now it's referring to the Buddha manifesting a manifestation body with 32 marks to, in order to liberate sentient beings. 那么这32相就是佛了. So then this 32 marks is the Buddha. So as a result, 所以须菩提尊者说, so as a result, Venerable Sri Puti says, 如是如是以三十二相观如来 So that's why he says that indeed, indeed you can contemplate the Buddha using the 32 marks But 但是意思还是不对了 But the meaning is still wrong 佛言须菩提若以三十二相观如来者转轮圣王则是如来 So if you can say that this, you can contemplate the Buddha using the 32 marks, then the wheel turning monarch is the Buddha. Is a Buddha. 所以佛告诉须菩提, so the Buddha told Venerable Sri Puti, 若认为凡有三十二相者, 这个就是佛. So if you think that anyone who has the 32 marks is the Buddha, then 那转轮圣王也有三十二相, 他就是佛了吗? So the wheel turning monarch also has 32 marks of a person, of the great man. So does it mean that he's the Buddha? 转轮圣王虽然有三十二相, 实在还是生死凡夫. Although the wheel turning monarch has all the 32 features, physical features, but he's still a common folk. He's still an unenlightened sentient being subject to birth and death. So 怎么能说是佛呢? So how can you say that he is the Buddha? 须菩提白佛言：“世尊，如我解佛所说意，不应以三十二相观如来。” So, Venerable Sri Puti replied, 若我现在观察佛所说的道理，认为， 还是不应该以三十二相观察化身佛才是对的。” So then, Venerable Sri Puti further clarified, that if he were to understand what the Buddha has just said, then it means that you still cannot, even whether it's the Dhamma body or the transformation body, you cannot discern the Buddha in terms of the 32 marks of the great man. 这地方有什么问题呢? So what is the problem here? 我们凡夫普遍的有一种毛病, we unenlightened sentient beings, we have this common problem. 就是取相惑, we have this this taint of grasping onto features, yeah, appearances.
取着一切事物表现于外的相貌.
Yeah, we grasp onto whatever appearance we can see that is outside. Yeah, yeah, we have this grasping, yeah, attachment.
在这上面执着,
and we have attachment on top of this. And from there,
生贪心、嗔心,
或者各式各样的分别心, 烦恼. Yeah, so from there, we arise greed, hatred, and all kinds of discrimination, all kinds of defilements.
只要是凡夫都是这样子.
As long as we are unenlightened, we are like that. Yeah, we discriminate based on what we see, the external appearances.
一般的境界也感觉到执着有什么不对。
Oh, 一般的境界也不感觉到取着有什么不对。 Yeah, so ordinarily, yeah, we don't feel that there's anything wrong with our grasping, yeah, our 取着有什么不对, we don't think that there's any problem,
所以就不去考虑这件事,
and so we don't go and think about this matter. 若我们不常